It's our state news roundup. This week, labor and business took center stage as employees of Kohler Co. went on strike.
And Wisconsin politicians reacted to the possibility of Syrian refugees being settled in Wisconsin.
Joining us now to talk about those topics and more is Nora Hurdle, public issues reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald. Nora, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Well, let's start with those labor issues and the Kohler strike. What is the main sticking point for workers here?
They are protesting a two-tier wage system in which they chose that a couple years ago, 5 years ago, when they were negotiating their last contract. So the newer employees there get paid $10 less per hour. I think that's averaging about $12.50 an hour, and they want to get rid of that. Also, the company's final offer to them, which was released last week, they offered a 2% wage increase, bonuses, but the cost of health insurance are going to go up, and so people are worried that the wage increase and the bonuses wouldn't cover the difference on their health insurance.
What kind of impact has this had so far on Kohler and also on the surrounding community?
I think there were so many people that turned out on Monday that they clogged the street, and a judge issued an injunction to get them out of traffic on Tuesday. So they've been really visible. I read a story as well that honking cars through the night has affected people that were staying in a nearby hotel, and they changed hotels. Also, I think there's a holiday market that's beginning this week. It's still going on, but there's definitely a huge crowds of protesters, and not all of them are even with Kohler. Other unions are busing people in to show support for them.
Now, you mentioned that the 2% raise pay increase was not acceptable to the workers who are on strike. They're looking for more than that. Have they said exactly what they are looking for?
I'm not sure on that front. I know that the two-tier issue is a sticking point. I think 400 members of the union are at that lower pay level, which is, like I said, $10 less than some of their colleagues. So that's a big difference for the younger employees that are working there.
And as you watch this, what are you looking for a next step?
The protests are going to continue for the weekend. Some of the Facebook pages I saw for other unions are calling for people to travel to Sheboygan or just outside Sheboygan and show solidarity with them. So I suspect a couple more days of protests, but I haven't heard it or read anything yet about ongoing negotiations, so I assume that's coming.
We'll be watching that one. And so we'll look now at the Syrian refugee crisis and what's become a very controversial political issue here in the United States in the wake of the French terrorist attacks. What has the reaction been from state politicians?
This has been really interesting to watch because I don't think anyone expected the attacks last week, and then they've had such a ripple effect here. 30 or 31 governors, including our governor, have said that they wouldn't welcome Syrian refugees. I think a couple got turned away from Indiana and were welcomed in Connecticut instead on Wednesday this week. And there's questions about whether states can refuse refugees, and the U.S. lawmakers are considering it as well. So it's popping up all over the place. But I think there's still a lot of questions, too, about who has authority. Earlier this week, Governor Walker told the Obama administration that he's advised our state departments not to cooperate with efforts to bring Syrian refugees to the state.
And as far as you can tell, Nora, is this shaping up to be a partisan issue? At least here in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, I'm not sure. I know House Speaker Robin Voss has spoken out against it. The state Democrats had a bill that they proposed right before the Paris attacks, but they've kind of they're not advocating for it loudly anymore. It would have encouraged the settlement of Syrian refugees here, so that's pretty much off the table. Nationally, the House passed a bill to intensify the requirements for Syrian refugees, and that did have some Democratic support, mostly Republican, but there's a fair number of people in the middle here, I think.
We're talking with Nora Hurdle right now, public issues reporter with the Wausau Daily Herald for our Wisconsin News Roundup. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court this week looked at the independence of the Department of Public Instruction and its superintendent. Now, in a nutshell, what is the Walker administration hoping to change about how the DPI does its work?
The Walker administration and the state legislature, they want to be able to review and have veto power of administrative rules in the state Department of Public Instruction. As it is now, because our state superintendent is elected on his own, he's got autonomy. Two courts have ruled that he has autonomy over those rules, and the Walker or the legislature can't veto those. But that's what's up for debate.
And what do we know about when we might expect a ruling?
It might not come until just before the summer. I think AP said all we know is that it'll be out before next summer.
And watching what we know so far, any indication about how things are looking?
Well, there was a decision in 1996 that secured the state superintendent's autonomy. At the time, Governor Tommy Thompson wanted to start a Department of Education that was under the governor's control, but the Supreme Court ruled that since the superintendent was elected by was elected independently, that he had that power. The state attorney general, Brad Schimmel, is asking the Supreme Court now to overturn that ruling. And it'll be really interesting to see how that turns out. Two of the justices, Ann Walsh Bradley and Shirley Abrahamson, were on the bench in 1996 and voted in that ruling, which was unanimous. But there's five conservative justices now, including David Prosser, who way back two decades ago was in the state assembly and had said, wrote a paper saying that he thought the legislature's power was greater than the schools. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a turnaround from the Supreme Court on the issue.
Nora, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Nora Hurdle, a public issues reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald. She joined us for our Wisconsin News Roundup.